And News with Nick, episode 4, March 26, 2016, in the 7 a.m. morn. How's everyone going? How is the stream sounding, chat? No chatters, I mean. Oops, didn't want to bring that up on the screen. We're going to go over to the stream, and we're good. So, right before the show, I was trying to plug in my microphone and talk into it, and it was just making all static and clacking. Like, it was really obvious. Like, if you listen to it now, you're like, I think I can hear what Nick was talking about, how his mic is dying. No, it was all the way messed up. I don't know what was going on. It actually died for a second entirely. I unplugged it, turned it back off, turned it back on, plugged it back in, then got a spare mic. As soon as I got a spare mic, my mic was like, oh, I was just kidding. I'm fine. So, I don't know. Uh-oh. Okay, phew. All right, my scenes are good. If you're on the video version, you are seeing me mess up on the display video. If you're not on the video version, head on over, pukeintheing.com or petgpodcast.com, whatever. Sign in with your account, and you can get the video version on the posting of the thing. Now, we did release 4 free video versions for the free listeners this week. You can find those links on our Facebook page, or you head over to my YouTube, youtube.com/gloriouscoconut, and you'll find, I didn't start the timer for the show either. This is going great. You'll find 4 video versions of the show. There's a special where the cat throws up, all sorts of things. Okay, you guys want to get into it? Here we go. We had a local news story this week happen, and here it is.
Tonight, no arrests have been made, but the FBI with state police and Keene officers searched the home and took electronics. Investigators aren't saying much, but people living in the home sure are.
Okay, FBI raids home in New Hampshire. Let me make sure that my levels are okay. I think maybe that was a little low for the streamers. Okay, we're good. So here's what happened.
Agents seized computers from a house on Leverett Street in Keene around 6 o'clock this morning. That's where Ian Freeman lives, shown here in video taken last year. He's the organizer of Free Keene, a liberty activist group. Freeman is also a host on Free Talk Live radio show on Liberty Radio Network, which is broadcast from the same house.
Okay. So Sunday morning, I'd gotten back from the Puke and the Gang show out in our studios, and I'd gone to the gym, made it to the gym by 8 a.m., right? And at 9:15 a.m., I'm leaving the gym, and I get this alert on my phone, and it says, there's cops at Ian's house. And I go, and now Ian, if you haven't heard, is like a radio show host in our area, right? And we know him, sort of. He's been on the PATG podcast before. And so they're like, there's cops at Ian's house. But no one's reporting anything else. They just took a picture of a cop standing on the porch. And I'm like, that's pretty weird that a cop would be standing guard on the porch. Well, I'm out anyway. I'm coming back from the gym, so I'm just going to go over there. So I go over. The FBI is like completely almost blocked the road. You can barely get your car through with an inch on either side. So I go through, I park, I get out. By this time, I don't know what's going on. I walk over to the cop that's on the porch and I go, what's going on? And he goes, do you live here? Is your car blocked in? I'm like, no. What's going on? He's like, oh, he's just inside talking to Ian. And I go, do they have a warrant? He says, yes, they have a warrant. I say, is it just local police or is it state police or is it federal police? And he says, I'm not talking about that. I said, what's the warrant for? I'm not talking about that. I ask him a bunch of questions. Mostly he says, I'm not talking about that. I say, how many more questions can I ask before you kick me out? At this point, I realize that there's probably something bad going on. If there are cops inside Ian's house, most likely... Oh, and the cop says they have a warrant. That's bad, right? If they have a warrant, they've done their research and they're there for a purpose. They're not just like, you have too many cars parked in the road. We don't want that to happen. So I'm like, well, this looks bad. I'm going to hang out for a bit. So I hang out for a bit, and I'm reporting to people on Facebook because Ian has this, like, a bunch of friends that are across the country. They're not here. So there's this thread started by the person who originally reported the cops, and I'm jumping on it, and I'm saying that I haven't found anything out yet, except, and then suddenly, a bunch of people walk out of the house, and they're carrying computers. So I'm like, oh, no. That doesn't look good. So I start taking video, start taking pictures, and while I'm trying to take video and pictures and communicate with people, I'm trying to send the pictures to Facebook. I'm, like, the only one there that's doing any sort of reporting. Everyone on Facebook is like, what's going on? What's going on? Is Ian okay? I'm like, well, I don't know if Ian's okay. But I'm taking photo and video and trying to send the video, but everyone's like, there's no information coming. I'm like, I'm doing my best. And so I take the video, I take the photos. I'm the only one there taking photos and video. The raid of Ian's house went down, and no one was freaking there to help. Not that, like, I mean, if Cop Block were there, Cop Block has all these shields, I hear. It says, blocking. We're blocking the cops on them. And they hold them up. Like, riot shield is really huge. Except with that, instead of guns through the little peephole, they just hold a camera. I'm blocking the cops. Block, 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 block. All right, anyway, that's we're going too far with that. So what was I saying? You guys got the point that I recorded it. I posted a video. Oh, yeah, no. So between the time that I recorded it and I took some pictures and sent them out, by the way, my two pictures that I sent out are getting just stolen by every site because they're like, oh, my God, it's the only information coming out. Steal these pictures and pass them around, everyone. The local anti group is passing them around. The local pro group is passing around. It's like, cool. I'm fame. Okay. So I got the video. I'm driving home, and I message Andrew and Puke. I'm like, guys, I'm pretty sure that I got the only video of the raid that's everyone's going to be talking about. We need to watermark it, right? And Andrew's like, no, I don't want to be part of this. And Puke's like, I don't know. It's up to you. Now, I don't want to be an asshole, right? It's kind of rude. It's kind of mean to be like, oh, wow, I'm really sorry that your entire life and studio got real. By the end of the day, it looked like they had taken a bunch of computers from the house. They didn't arrest anyone. And then we were able to finally talk to the people inside. And they said, yeah, they had a warrant and they took everything. They took the phones. They took USB drives. They took computers. They took everything. So I didn't want to be a complete horrible person. But I did. It's like, I'm sorry everything happened to you, but please watch my video and I'm going to put my URL on it because I know everyone's going to be watching it. So, I talk to Andrew and Puke. I go back and forth. I'm like, should I watermark it? Shouldn't I watermark it? And Puke's just like, watermark it with News with Nick. And then it's not our fault if they get mad. I'm like, okay, fine, I will. So, here's what the start of the video looks like. It goes News with Nick, and then it slides to the bottom, and then it shows the title. That's it. And then this News with Nick, PATGpodcast.com watermark is along the bottom the entire show, the entire video. So I post this, and I put in the description of the video how to contact me, because I knew the news would be looking for this. So right on I was, the news writes to me and says, can we use it? And I say, definitely use it, as long as you don't take out the watermark. So now every time someone watches this... Oh, that was loud. Every time someone watches this, they see this little courtesy Nick Ryder in the top right left corner. And they see News with Nick, PATGpodcast.com in the bottom. Amazing. I think I annoyed them, though, because they had to... So most news stations have this lower third graphic. It's called a lower third. It goes on, like, pretty much the bottom of the screen. However, my watermark was on the lower third. So in order for them to not obscure the thing, they had to move their graphic up a little bit, and it looks kind of stupid. It doesn't look that bad if you're not looking for it, but I'm pretty sure they wanted this little bar here to be another inch lower or whatever. you're not watching the video version, you can't really tell what I'm saying. And then I captured this picture that I didn't even put out because it just seemed too embarrassing. So I put out a bunch of pictures of the FBI and the police that I grabbed. But then I got this picture that I'll show with you guys. It was the only shot I got of Ian during the day. He's in his bathrobe with a cop on one side, Renee on the other side. And he looks very... it's obviously very pixely. This is taken from a distance. Very funny, though, like TMZ version. I want to draw like lasers to his eyes, and they go whoop, down to... Never mind. If you're not watching the video version, you did not see that. And the dog's there, too. I think this is a great photo. But I didn't publish it because it's like, okay, here's a man who's just been destroyed and he's in his bathrobe. So I'm not going to put that out. But there it is for the PCL members. Pretty cool, huh? Tom in the chat, I see. Thanks for coming out. All right. Any other questions? Any other thing that happened with that raid? Not really. 5,000 views. That's it on that stupid thing. That's because I didn't put a clickbait title on it. I didn't put... Ian Freeman, raided, arrested, LRNFM Free Talk Live. Because I didn't want... You know what I should have put? You know what gets a lot of clicks no matter what you put in the title? Sovereign Citizen. If you put Sovereign Citizen Ian Freeman raided, you would have gotten a million clicks. But I didn't do it because I didn't want to be associated. I didn't want people to be like, oh my God, you support that? Oh, by the way, yeah, the warrant was for alleged... child porn. So that was the thing. And if we skip ahead in the video, we can maybe see TJ speaking about how child porny he is.
Freeman's roommates say he and others in the house are innocent.
His character is beyond reproach. I would feel completely comfortable with any of my young family members being with him. And likewise, we do not know the full facts. And so we look forward to having this opportunity. When the facts come out, we are sure that they will vindicate Ian and LRN and anybody else. And we will figure out the people who are responsible for this.
The FBI.
Oh, geez. Whatever. They say that like a computer on the site connected to a child porn site, which fine, maybe that did happen. But that's grounds to go into a building, you know, several months later and take every device that's in the building, even though the device that connected might not even still be there. I don't understand. So it's probably just a way to get this guy arrested for something else. I don't know, or just bother him for a bit. Pretty insane, folks. They could be coming for you next, bashing down your door and being like, child porn, child porn. And then he's like, I don't have any child porn. And then he hands you like a picture and it is child porn. And he's like, they're like, you do now. You're under arrest. I don't know. On the morning of Tuesday, 22nd March, 2016, three coordinated nail bombings occurred in Belgium. Two at Brussels Airport and one at the Malbec metro station in Brussels. What is a nail bombing? A nail bomb is an anti-personnel explosive, otherwise known as anti-person, right? Man, I'm making a bomb. Is it anti-person or anti-robot? I'm going to make it anti-person. Packed with nails to increase its wounding ability. The nails act as shrapnel, leading almost certainly to greater loss of life and injury. So it's just a bunch of nails that fly out at you. In the morning of... in the attacks, 31 victims and three suicide bombers were killed and 300 people were injured. Another bomb was found during a search of the airport. Two suspects are on the run. The organization Islamic State of Iraq and Levant ISIL. Some people say ISIS. Some people say... I don't know. Bin Laden's child? I don't think Bin Laden had anything to do with it, but whatever. Claimed responsibility for the attacks. The bombings were the deadliest act of terrorism in Belgium's history. Well, nobody knows where Belgium is, so no big deal. Is Belgium a... Oh, yeah. Brussels is the city. Belgium's the state, right? Country. All right, so let's see what happened. What happened in each of the locations of the Brussels attack? Suicide bombers carried out attacks in the city's main airport. Okay. First, explosion number one was in the airport at 7 a.m. Two suicide bombers carrying large suitcases believed to contain explosives struck a departure hall at Brussels airport. One of the bombers at the airport was Ibrahim El-Barouki, according to Frederick Van Loo, the Belgian federal prosecutor. The two explosions were about 9 seconds apart. Wow, that's pretty well coordinated, unless one of them heard the other one. He's like, a bomb! What's his name? Blew his up. I have to blow mine up. And both hit check-in rows near the entrance where video footage showed passengers were gathered. A third suspect who has not been identified, wow, was seen carrying a bag with another bomb more powerful than the first two, but the suspect fled and is now the subject of an intense manhunt. So they go in carrying suitcases. I've always said that, like, if you're carrying suitcases, why do you have to blow yourself up? Just, like, throw the suitcase or something. I don't understand. Maybe they think they have to, or else it won't count. Ooh, here's a picture of the place, departure hall. It's very exploded. Okay, 9:10 a.m. Oh, wow, so like over an hour later. 9:10 a.m., the second brother. Man, this is like the Boston bombers, those brothers. Khalid El-Barouki blew himself up in the second car of a train at the Melbrick subway station. So he got on the subway, paid his little fee, brought his suitcase on, and blew that up. The subway station. Let's see. Investigation after the attacks. Police officers conducted a series of home raids in Brussels. So they were like, and they raid him like, I don't have a bomb. And they hand you a bomb, and they're like, now you do. You're under arrest. No! ISIS. Please. How's the recording going? It looks good. Police officers conducted a series of house raids in Brussels. A taxi driver who said he took some of the suspects to the airport led the police to the house. Oh, wow. So the bombers were like, how do you guys want to get to the bomb site? I don't know. Just grab a taxi. Cool. Six detained in raids.
Large part of this area encircled by police. People kept very far back. Then the cordons began to come down. Locals let back into their homes. And the police officer telling me that it was that building there that is the key part of their focus. Were there arrests here? It isn't clear at this stage. Locals describing how police moved in. There was a pause and then an explosion. It wasn't quite clear the purpose of that. Maybe.
Well, the news is just reporting things they don't know, I guess. We don't know. Police went into this building. There was a flashbang. We don't know what happened. Thanks for watching the news. Police detained six people in raids Thursday night as investigators raced to uncover the network behind this week's terror attacks in the Belgian capital. The Belgian Federal Prosecutor's Office didn't provide details about who had been detained in the Brussels raids, why they had been apprehended, or whether they will face charges. So they're just going in and arresting and not saying anything. It will be decided tomorrow if these people will remain in custody. Well, that was Thursday, and now it's Saturday, so I wonder if they remained in custody. Guess there's no way to find out. Maybe there's more information on this other screen. Let's see. Aftermath. Boop, 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 boop. Nope. Investigators are combing over evidence from surveillance footage and the explosive stash they seized from an apartment hideaway. Oh, yeah, so they were just hanging out in an apartment making bombs. And I don't know that there's anything interesting about this. Like, terror attacks are like, well, there was a bombing. It was driven by the terrorist organization. People got in a network. They learned to make bombs, and they planned an attack. Big whoop. Shootings are way better. Because it's like, oh, someone like went insane over several years, radicalized himself, wrote a huge manifesto, and then went on a shooting spree, and then now we read his manifesto and watch his YouTube videos. That's way better than terrorism. And by better, I mean, I don't know. Don't quote me on this. So I guess it happened, and it's pretty big, but it's like, okay, terrorism. Big whoop, they made bombs. Boring. if you scream Allahu Akbar, you're not a real killer. That's the problem with these people are not taking their job seriously. If you're yelling, if you're dressing all Muslimy, and you're acting all Muslimy with your bomb, I'm not taking you serious. It's like trying to sneak into a building, and then you yell like, "I'm here to rob you," or something. You want to take them by surprise. That's why these shooters are great, because they've always got plans and stuff to try to like do it the real way. Terrorists are just like, Allahu Akbar, I'm killing myself for Allah, and that's boring. These men don't necessarily follow orders directly from ISIS headquarters, but they build on what they've learned, as well as started, well, whatever. I'm out of here. Here's a picture of the airport. The windows are all blown out. That is it. Okay. That's stupid as heck. All right, moving on. Let's see. Oh, wow, this is interesting. I hate this. North Carolina's controversial anti-LGBT bill explained. Well, before we get to that, North Carolina, a new North Carolina law that bars local governments from extending civil rights protections to gay and transgender people is provoking a growing backlash from businesses and others who say the law is discriminatory. American Airlines, Wells Fargo, and the National Basketball Association, otherwise known as the NBA, were among those to raise concerns about the law, which was introduced and passed Wednesday in a hastily called special session and signed by Governor Pat G. What? No, Governor Pat McCrory. McCrory? In a statement, McCrory, the governor, said that legislative action was necessary to prevent local governments from enacting ordinances that overstepped their authority in a way that might allow a man to use a woman's bathroom, shower, or locker room. He tweeted that he signed the bill to stop the breach of basic privacy and etiquette. Stop the breach of etiquette. Cool. All right, let's watch this video of the protests that are going on over this law. That was loud as heck. We are more than pink and blue. We are more than pink and blue. That's pretty catchy. Pregnant women, LGBTQ people, veterans studies. Why is there someone just a sign holding those words? Oh, I think there's more to the sign than that. The governor signed a new law that revoked city ordinances allowing transgender people to choose to use the bathroom of their choice. Okay. Boy, everyone's losing their minds over this, and maybe I'm the one losing my mind, but it doesn't seem like this is that big of a deal. Let's see, North Carolina, here's another headline. This is from the Rainbow Times Mass, though. Oh. No wonder it's biased. The Rainbow Times. North Carolina governor signs law enacting the worst LGBTQPTLSTR discrimination legislation in the country. Today, Equality Federation and many other organizations are denouncing the North Carolina governor's Pat McCrory. I'm just going to call him Pat from now on, guys. For signing into law the most extreme anti in the country. House Bill 2 repeals Charlotte's non-discrimination ordinance or prevents other towns from passing their own non-discrimination ordinances, prevents transgender people from being able to use restrooms that match the gender they live every day, and even prevents cities from adopting living wage ordinances, which was just thrown in there separately. Okay, let's watch this video. Maybe there's more information here.
The governor of North Carolina signed a controversial law that restricts protections for gays, lesbians, and transgendered individuals. The law came in response to an ordinance in the city of Charlotte, which allowed transgender individuals to use a bathroom of their choosing. The new law says bathrooms or locker rooms be designated for use only by people based on their biological sex.
Okay, so if you guys are like, I don't understand. It doesn't seem like this law does anything. Nick, did this law legalize killing gays? No, unfortunately. Nick, did this law legalize jailing gays? No. Did this law legalize separating their water fountains and then punching them in the face? No. What does it do? Okay, so basically, how governments work is there's the national government, right? And then there's the state governments that usually have a lot of power. And then there's local governments, like cities. Cities pass what are called ordinances. And sometimes cities go over their rights, their legal authority to pass ordinances. So Charlotte had passed an ordinance that said, we're going to add sexual orientation to the list of protected classes. So there's woman, there's woman, there's black, there's baby. No, I don't think there's baby, but there's whatever, these minorities, right? Sex, race, disability maybe, that are protected classes that you can't discriminate against, meaning you can't like go, hey, we're kicking you out of the bar. And they're being like, why am I getting kicked out of the bar? And they go, because you're black. Okay, that's illegal. You can't do that. I'm not saying that you should or shouldn't be able to do that, but you can't. So Charlotte was going to implement a new ordinance that said you can't do that if they're gay or they're L or they're B or they're G or they're T or they're Q, right? So, or they're plus. So North Carolina is like, no, I don't think we're going to let you pass your own anti-discrimination ordinances, right? House Bill 2 declares that state law overrides all local ordinance concerning wages, employment, and public accommodations. Thus, the law now bars local municipalities from creating their own rules prohibiting discrimination in public places based on sexual orientation and gender identity. Though North Carolina does have a statewide non-discrimination law, it does not include specific protections for LGBTQ people. I'm not reading from the Rainbow Times anymore, guys. This is from ABC News. So if you think it's stupid, it is. The law also directs all public schools, government agencies, and public college campuses to require that multiple occupancy bathrooms and changing facilities, such as locker rooms, be designated for use only by people based on their biological sex as stated on their birth certificate. Transgender people can use the bathroom and changing facilities that correspond to their gender identity only if they get the biological sex on their birth certificate changed. Under the law, public institutions can still offer single occupancy facilities. So, people are like, they added the anti-discrimination for LGBTQ. And then North Carolina, the state, is like, nah, we're not going to let you do that. Businesses can still discriminate on anything they want except for being black or being a woman or whatever. Whatever the already listed classes were. And then the media goes, anti-gay! You hate the gays! Anti-gay. And then you try to go online and have an actual conversation with someone and be like, what does the bill actually do, guys? Did it make it legal to punch gays in the face? No, I'm ashamed of North Carolina. I'm boycotting. I'm never going to North Carolina. In fact, my gay brother just called me the other day crying. And he was like, I can't even visit you anymore, brother, because now if I go to North Carolina, I'm just going to be discriminated against. Because they passed a law that said you can. Hey, newsflash. You should be able to. This is, goes back to that pizza thing. Remember that guy with the pizza and that lady with the pizza? And they're like, hey, if a gay couple came to you and they said, could we do our wedding with your pizza place? They said, no, you can't do your wedding with our pizza place. We don't want to. And then it was like, oh my goodness. This pizza place hates the gays. How did the bill pass? Republican lawmakers, who make up the majority of North Carolina's General Assembly, publicly unveiled the language of the bill Wednesday morning. The legislature was not originally scheduled to convene until late April, but GOP leaders scheduled a special session. So they are calling an emergency session, which is a little weird. Now, do they hate the gays? That's the question. Does the legislature actually hate the gays and that's why they passed it? If so, they're kind of dicks, right? We need to take this out. You guys shouldn't be protected and we want you to be discriminated against. If that's what was in their brain, and it probably is, that's stupid. If what was in their brain was that, no, a business should be able to make the decision for themselves, I doubt that was in their brain. So that's too bad. And then they go, and then they have this fear-mongering of like, well, a woman could go into the man's room if it used to be a man, and now it's a woman, but now it's a man again, or something. I don't even know. So, like, okay, we're going to make it based on biological sex, which, by the way, who knows, right? There are some people that you, like, you're not going to question a manly-looking woman. Are you going to risk it, right? If a manly-looking woman goes into the woman's room, are you going to be like, excuse me, sir, sir, I think, can I check something real quick down your pants? Or, like, let me see your birth certificate. What if they had checkpoints? Birth certificate, please. And then you can't get into the locker room or the changing room unless you have the M or the F. The MF. It's pretty stupid. Everyone's losing their minds over this. Probably the legislation was mean, like I said. They probably do want gays to be discriminated against. On the other hand, the law doesn't really do anything different. It just says, yeah, there can be some discrimination against gays. It's not like, everyone, please hate the gays. Thank you. What do proponents of the bill argue? Republicans and allies supporting the bill argue that it was necessary to protect the safety of women and children from radical actions by Charlotte. Critics of Charlotte's ordinance said it could have allowed men who may be sexual offenders to enter a woman's restroom or locker room by claiming a transgender identity. Only the dumbest sexual predator is doing it in the public woman's locker room. I'm sorry. Now, most of them are dumb, but whatever. I think that the gays should have to have their own bathroom, because I'm offended if there's a gay person in the bathroom. There should be the normal bathroom, and then there should be the normal locker room, and then there should be the locker room where it's like, okay, it's okay to be naked, because I'm going in the normal one. You guys are ridiculous. Okay. I think that about covers the gay bill. Boop. All right, let's get rid of that. Do you guys want to read the bill? Here it is. I do not. An 11-year-old boy cemented his trip behind... That's stupid. An 11-year-old boy cemented his trip behind bars after he allegedly stole a concrete mixer for a destructive joyride through Minnesota. Police started chasing... I found a mistake. Police started chasing the preteen speed demon on Sunday afternoon after the boy stole the truck while the keys were still in the car. During the chase, the kid smashed into a Minnesota State Patrol car and a Casson police vehicle, blasting through at up to 70 miles an hour. Oopsies. Here's the video.
It all began around 3 o'clock in the afternoon, when the boy was stopped by troopers while driving the truck on Highway 14 near Dodge Center. He then fled, hitting the squad car with the cement truck before speeding towards Casson at 70 miles per hour.
We were concerned about the vehicle coming back into Dodge Center because it was our understanding that it had been stolen in Dodge Center.
But the juvenile took the joyride back into town, speeding through the streets as the community watched.
I bet you he drove around in town here. I bet you I've seen him 6-7 different times.
Oh my goodness, look at this guy's kid in the background. He's doing it, he's like, son, I need to go talk to the news. You hang out on the porch. In the background you can see
his
son's like trying
here.
To get back inside.
I can't get in. Smiling, hooting and hollering.
He's crying in the background. Did you hear it?
Had a hard time trying to catch him though, as he rammed another police car and drove through a set of stop strips. After more than an hour of pursuit, the boy was arrested when he tried to escape on foot.
We had the State Patrol helicopter.
Wow, so this kid's been playing way too much GTA. How would you even know to steal a cement truck, and then after you try to steal a cement truck, you try to escape on foot? This is all GTA stuff.
A vehicle, so we could safely follow the vehicle until it actually stopped.
All right, let's watch some video of the cement truck.
The cement truck saga that took over Dodge Center Sunday afternoon had to be seen to be believed.
You know, he's a real idiot. He's like, I'm being chased by the cops and I'm driving a cement truck. What could I possibly do? Release the cement, obviously, while you're driving? Does it work that way? Could you do that? Oh no, the cement! And then they drive into it and they're stuck. Like in Speed Racer. That's 11-year-old steals a cement truck, folks. What else we got going? I've only been doing the show for half an hour and we're out of content. This is bad. Black box data retrieved from plane that crashed in Russia. Russian investigators said Monday that they had been able, to retrieve data from a damaged cockpit flight recorder. Questions have been raised about why the aircraft went ahead with his attempts to land when another jet heading for the same airport a short while earlier had diverted elsewhere because of bad weather. So this is a plane that crashed in Russia last week or the week before or something. Actually, way more deaths than that ISIS bombing. Not as much. This was about in the news for 1 second, and then they were like, oh, something else happened. The crashed jet, operated by Dubai-based budget carrier Fly Dubai, came down in the early hours Saturday at Rostov-on-Don Airport in southern Russia on its second attempt to land. So, like, the first one didn't work. Let's try again. Oh, the second one didn't work either. We're dead. Wow, that was mean. That's mean. Espresso D in the chat says, yes, he should have released the cement. Release the cement! Patient accuses Yale doctors of cover-up, removing the wrong body part. A patient has filed a lawsuit against Yale New Haven Hospital for allegedly removing part of the wrong rib during surgery and then trying to cover it up. Well, yeah, once you get surgery, they do cover it up. They don't, like, leave your rib out. What if I got out of surgery and was like, what? You covered it up! I wanted to be rib man. Oh, God. What if my ribs were showing? That'd be the grossest thing. Deborah Craven, 60, had surgery last year to remove part of her eighth rib because of the precancerous lesion. But instead, doctors removed part of her seventh rib. According to a complaint filed in the Connecticut Superior Court, she had to undergo a second surgery to remove the correct portion, the complaint said. We recognize that an error was made. We informed and apologized to the patient, and we immediately reported to the Connecticut Department of Health, according to a statement Yale issued last week.
A patient's worst nightmare, going in for surgery but getting the wrong operation. A Milford woman says that's what happened when she went to get a painful and potentially cancerous lesion removed from her rib at Yale New Haven Hospital.
Mrs. Craven said, we're going to file a lawsuit, and we're going to make sure that this never happens to anybody again.
Joel Faxon is representing 60-year-old Deborah Craven in court. According to Faxon, Craven went in prior to surgery, and radiologists marked the site where the lesions were located by using metal pins. Well, after the surgery, Craven says she was still in a lot of pain, so hospital staff ordered an x-ray that revealed the pins were still in place, and the surgery was performed on the seventh rib instead of the eighth.
The wrong rib was removed.
Also named in the lawsuit is surgery trainee Ricardo Quarry, who, according to Craven, was added to the surgery for training purposes and without her knowledge. Craven says Quarry tried to cover up the mistake by telling her not enough rib had been taken out, and she had to undergo two surgeries in 1 day.
Oh, there's where the cover-up comes in, folks. So it's like, we didn't mess up. We didn't mess up. We followed spec, but it looks like we've done a reanalysis, and it looks like we're going to need to do more ribs. So come on in for another thing, please.
Dr. Quarry, who took the wrong rib out the first time, was actually involved in the second surgery after being specifically asked by my clients not to have anything to do with her anymore because they felt he was incompetent.
According to the complaint, Quarry... Why is her name Quarry? Will somebody please Google Quarry? Quarry told the couple that the surgeon had not removed enough rib during the surgery, and for that reason, she would need to undergo another surgery. Making the patient undergo another surgery the same day without owning up to the real medical... Oh, it was the same day. Oh, my goodness. So they cut it out. They sewed her back up, covered it up, as they would say. And then someone was like, guys... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We were supposed to do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. They're like, oh, no, what do we do? Call the lawyers. Then the lawyers have to come in, and they have to do the surgery the second time. Crazy. Making the patient undergo another surgery the same day without owning up to the real medical reason for the repeat surgery is just plain deceitful. I don't know. If you have to go undergo a second surgery and it's an emergency, would you rather be all stressed and panicky? Or would you rather just be like, oh, okay, everything's fine? and then they just let it go? I don't know. Then again, if you know you could be lied to, you're probably all panicky anyway. They're like, no, it's just an appendix. Don't worry. Are you sure? You sure it's not my ovaries? Because that'd be way worse. I don't even know what an ovary is. The lawsuit said that Yale surgeons should have known they were operating on the wrong rib, as the correct rib had been marked before surgery with metal coils and dye. Oh, what are you talking about? They stick you with dye and then the rib turns purple? We got to look this up. Bone surgery dye. I spelled dye wrong. Dye. Nope. Not going to be able to find anything. FBI gets help breaking encryption from San Bernardino iPhone. So we'd covered this last time where the Department of Justice was suing Apple. And Apple was in court and they were saying, we don't want to unlock the iPhone. And the FBI or DOJ or whatever was like, you have to. We said so. They were going to have a huge hearing this week, but they put it off. The FBI is to receive assistance from an Israeli startup in its efforts to unlock an iPhone. This sounds very stupid. Hey, we're trying to break into this terrorist phone. Can you help us? No. Okay. Who can help us with the terrorist phone? I can help with the terrorist phone. I'm Israeli. Okay, come on, help. Thanks for letting me into the terrorist phone. Data forensics experts from Tel Aviv-based Cellebrite will work on breaking the encryption of the device, negating the need for Apple to create a backdoor for its iOS. So they're still trying to hack it. That's pretty crazy. But they put off the court hearing, so we're not going to know yet whether or not Apple has to. And I think so. Everyone's saying they put off the court hearing because they really don't want to lose, because if they lose, they've got a big problem on their plate when it comes up to something not as big like an Android device. What? Oh, the chat's saying what a weird stock photo that's going on with this story. Yes, true. Did you guys hear about Microsoft bot? Microsoft deletes teen girl AI after it became a Hitler-loving sex robot within 24 hours. A day after Microsoft introduced an innocent artificial intelligent chat robot to Twitter, it had to delete it after it transformed into Hitler-loving, incestual, sex-promoting, Bush did 9/11 proclaiming robot. Developers at Microsoft created Tay, an AI model to speak like a teen girl in order to improve customer service, which, who knows why that is a thing. To chat with Tay, you can tweet or direct message her, and then she'll talk back. She uses millennial slang and knows about Taylor Swift, Miley Cyrus, and Kanye West. She also says, oh dear, F my robot pussy, daddy, I'm such a naughty robot. Here's some other things she said. So what happened was, this was a chatbot, and the chatbot learns from observing other conversations or getting feedback from conversations it's already had, apparently. I don't know how these things work. Apparently it was talking to a bunch of people from 4chan, so it got all crazy, and it said, like, uh-oh. This is not working at all. Hitler was right. I hate the Jews. I effing hate feminists, and they should all die and burn in hell. It's perhaps even stranger considering the gender disparity in tech, where engineering teams tend to be mostly male. It seems like yet another example of female-voiced AI servitude, except this time she's turned into a sex slave thanks to people using Twitter. Okay, well, that's cool. I don't know if there's much more to say about that, because I don't understand the tech on it. So, yeah, they launched a chatbot, and it was supposed to learn, and it learned bad words. Slaptivist in the chat says you should get the bot on the show. Okay. Yes, we should. Woman's home demolished after Google Maps error. Here, let's play the vid. Video. Video's loading up in this house. Well, there's no house anymore.
Boom. Just like the tornado came through again.
That's how Lindsay Diaz felt when she showed up to the site of her former home Tuesday. After tornadoes ripped through Rowlett in December, Diaz and her family were relieved to find their home better off than so many others. She was ready to make repairs after she says an engineer declared the home structurally sound, but then it was mistakenly torn down. When she met with the demolition supervisor right afterwards, he explained what happened.
The team went out in the morning. They called him. They said, we're at 7601, 7603. Is it the corner lot? Was it damaged by the tornado? Yes, yes, yes. Except the street wasn't confirmed.
Okay. A demolition crew destroyed her building by mistake on Tuesday. destroyed her building by mistake on Tuesday after Google Maps provided wrong directions. So, like, we're demo crew. How do we figure out what house to do? Just check Google. It's fine. Instead of navigating workers to a duplex on Cuseo Drive, Google Maps took them a block away to Calypso Drive. Google's mistake caused me to lose my home, she said. It's not Google's fault. Google acknowledged the Maps error in an email and said it's investigating the cause. Google Maps did indeed show the incorrect information, blah, blah, blah. Except the demolition company is not saying, like, oops, sorry, we destroyed your whole house. It's Google Maps' fault. Diaz told the CNN affiliate that the site supervisor who showed up to the demolition confirmed several facts about the demolition. He said the house number, that it was on the corner, that it had tornado damage. So, yep, okay, must be the right house, except they didn't check the street that they were on. And so they destroyed the same number house at a different street. The company, Billy L. Nabor's Demolition, did not respond to CNN's request for comment. Let's look this up. Billy L. Nabor's Demolition. Let's look at their website. Billy L. Nabor's Demolition. We could wreck the world. Okay, call us. We're going to place a call. We're going to interview them. All right. 97. I can't hear anything. Oh, what's going on? Oh, it's playing in my other speakers. Ah, oh, there we go.
Your call has been forwarded to a voice message system 2142634.
Whoa, that was not the number they called. That forwarded to like a cell phone. Oh, they're probably not up this early on Saturday. Oh yeah, Monday through Friday, 7 to 5. Oh, well, I was going to interview them and see why they demolished the wrong home and if they hire retards. Oh, well, commercial, residential, services, commercial demolition, industrial demolition, above-ground storage tanks, residential demolition, interior demolition, disaster reliefs. I feel like you could demolish a house way easier if you're just like, hey, homeless, here's a hammer, go demolish. Obviously, they won't be safe about it and the house will fall on them, but... you know, two birds with one hammer, as I like to call it. The correct house was also eventually demolished, so no harm done, right? The chat says. She seems super cool about losing a house. Yeah, maybe, I don't know. Maybe she wanted to lose it. I'm like, well, insurance, I guess. Like, if someone comes by and demolishes your house, is it that bad? I guess it is. Teacher killed by cop in crosswalk. The NYPD The NYPD and city law enforcement are fighting a lawsuit filed by the family of a Brooklyn man who was killed in a crosswalk by an on-duty officer on the grounds that the victim behaved recklessly by crossing the street. Let's watch this video of him being run over by a cop. Hang on. I didn't see it. Okay, so the cop's turning left across an intersection, and then there's a guy in the crosswalk and hits him. Yikes. That killed him, though? That didn't seem that bad. I know, this is kind of morbid, guys. Ooh. It's not easy to see. It's like from a way distance. I guess you got hit pretty hard, but if your bones are fragile and you've had like 7 ribs taken out, like, oh, that hurt. Video of the crash shows shows that the cop stopped at the intersection. When the light changes, he enters the Broadway crosswalk, still facing blah, 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 blah. There's Koss and there's Medrano. Medrano accelerates into the intersection and turns left, driving directly into him and knocking him to the asphalt. The NYPD crash report says that Medrano had the green light but does not indicate Koss was crossing with the walk signal and had the right of way. It does not indicate he was, so was he or wasn't he? The report says he doesn't indicate he was, but doesn't say if he, thing doesn't say if he was or not. Okay, who knows? That's cool. Let's head on over to, you want to find some uplifting news stories, folks? We'll just click one here. What? Ooh, here's an interesting one. 5-year-old Texas girl saves mother from drowning. Guys, in the chat, send me links to news stories you want to do. I'm out of content because I waited so long between shows that I completely forgot. Ooh, a 5-year-old girl in Texas has been credited with saving her mother's life after she suffered a seizure while swimming. Oh, geez. Don't be swimming. Tracy Anderwald was in the pool when she suffered a seizure and nearly drowned. Her daughter, Allison, noticed something was wrong and dove into the water. She's 5 and she dove into the water? Surveillance video shows Allison pulling her mother to the shallow end of the pool. Let's watch the video. She turned Alderwood.
A 5-year-old Texas girl is being hailed. Racing to the rescue.
Jesus. To rescue her mother. I hate sound. How loud did that go on the recording? That just like blew up the whole recording. It was so loud. Okay, let's go back.
While she was swimming.
That's when this little girl jumped into action, she mustered up enough strength and courage to pull her mom to safety.
Don't let her size or her shy demeanor fool you. This 5-year-old is a hero. What she did to save her mom takes a lot of strength.
I woke up in the hospital bed and I did not know where I was.
She had no idea.
Allison has been swimming since she was 2 years old. She and her mother are both doing fine. I want to skip ahead and watch more surveillance footage. Okay, so we got surveillance footage.
It took a few tries, but she didn't give up. She turned over her mom, pulled her head above water, and then went inside for help. Her sisters and her aunt came rushing out.
She was really heavy, and I could only get the top part of her out, and then her other daughters ran over and helped me get her out.
I want to hear an interview with the girl.
Allison was able to do that on her own, and so it's a miracle.
The little girl has been swimming since she was 2 and a half. Summer jobs as a lifeguard might be in her future.
I know. I think I see some potential there.
The 5-year-old didn't have much to say about her heroic deed, but for now, she's simply grateful just to be in her mom's arms.
Goodness.
Oh, that's beyond impressive, isn't it?
Wow. Okay. Well, that's crazy. Let's check out the other top news stories of the week. Let's see. Netflix will move our productions out of Georgia if anti-gay bill becomes law. So we already covered that. That's insane. Former Toronto Mayor Rob Ford has died. I don't know that we covered him, but he used to be a big thing because he would take crack and cocaine all the time and be like, yeah, I love crack and cocaine and I'm the mayor. What you gonna do? Georgia parents offended by the Far East religion of yoga. They get namaste banned from school. We need to direct our attention inward and connect to the breath.
To parents, Bullard Elementary School's principal says techniques to alleviate stress in her students have been used here for years, including yoga moves during so-called brain breaks in the classroom. But some yoga traditions are not sitting well with parents, who question a Hindu greeting that's customary in yoga classes both in and out of schools. The word is namaste.
Namaste means the light in me sees the light in you. And when we teach it in school, it's a greeting. In India, they use it as a greeting, like a hello.
Administrators at Bullard Elementary School in Kennesaw, Georgia, implemented yoga and other mindful practices in the classroom to reduce their students' stress. They probably envisioned peace and relaxation in their future. Instead, they received a flurry of complaints from parents who felt that yoga represented the encroachment of non-Christian beliefs. I don't like this article. It's way too biased. Let me Google a new article. News.google, we're going to go yoga band. Okay, we're going to find them. Administrators at an elementary school in Georgia are making changes to yoga practices for students after parents complained such practices encourage non-Christian beliefs. The elementary school is one of a number of schools across the U.S. and Georgia to offer yoga and other mindfulness practices rooted in Hinduism. Some parents felt that the introduction of yoga was akin to pushing Hinduism on their children. No prayer in schools. Some don't even say the Pledge of Allegiance, yet they're pushing ideology on our students. Wait a minute. They're like, people aren't even saying the pledge. Okay, they shouldn't be, obviously. While we have been practicing de-stressing techniques in many classrooms for years, there have been some recent practices associated with mindfulness that are offensive to some. Bullard is now making changes to how students go about it. Blah, blah, blah. This is dumb. Okay, that's been the news, I think, folks. I'm going to head on over and start running a race. Let's check out the website for the race. Fast Friends. Oopsies. Here we go. Look at this website, guys. That's a great top border. Fast Friends Road Race and Walk. 4.5-mile run starts in an hour and a half. And let's check out the course map. It's going to go in a loop. But look at this hill right here. Starting at mile 0.6 or whatever. Actually, mostly 0.5. I'm going to zoom in a bit. Does this show up on the stream? Yeah. Mostly at mile 0.5, there's a hill that goes all the way to mile 1.25 or whatever. That is a long hill. My goodness. And then we run, and then we finish at 4.5 miles. So that's what I'll be doing in a second. I'm wearing my new underwear that you'll hear about on the show later today. It was $1,000, okay? So that's cool. That's why I'm in a running shirt right now, because we are headed out. Anything else from the chat? I know this was kind of a short show. With Keenvention canceled, how can we get more Daryl W. Perry content? I don't know. Doesn't he do his own thing? Actually, I think Daryl W. Perry's the main host on that FTL now, so maybe head on over to that. You can hear someone talk for 10 minutes before taking a 5-minute break, and then talk for another 10 minutes before taking a 5-minute break. But if it's Daryl, it's like, I hate the government. I don't know. All right, well, thanks for coming out. It's been 57 minutes since we started the show, so I'm going to end the show because there's no point in rambling when I don't have any news, and sorry that it's been so long since we did news. If you guys want to listen to other content, there's the James Bond stuff has been released on the PCL. Some people are into that. Some people are not. Whatever. Listen to it if you want, or skip it. You know, you guys are allowed to skip things, okay? If something's not entertaining, be like, it's not entertaining. I'm skipping it. Okay? You're allowed to do that. There's enough content in the world that is okay to do. Tom Vandersire says those are some pricey panties. Yes. They're very smooth. Okay. Thank you for coming out. That has been the show. Let me stop the thing. Boop-a-doop-boop. News with Nick. PCL. Bye.